April 15th through the 21st. Easter. O grave, where is thy victory? As you read the testimonies of the Savior's resurrection in this outline, make note of the feelings and impressions that come to you from the Holy Ghost. During the last week of the Savior's life, many Jews around him were participating in the traditions of Passover. They prepared meals, sang songs, and gathered together to remember the deliverance of the house of Israel from slavery to the Egyptians. Families listened to the story of the destroying angel passing over the homes of their ancestors who had marked their doors with lamb's blood. Amid all these celebrations, so rich with the symbolism of deliverance, relatively few were aware that Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, was about to deliver them from the slavery of sin and death, through his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. Even so, there were those who recognized Jesus as their promised Messiah, their eternal deliverer. From that day onward, disciples of Jesus Christ have borne witness to all the world that Christ died for our sins, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day. See 1 Corinthians 15, 3-4. Ideas for personal scripture study. Matthew chapters 21 through 28. Jesus Christ has power to help me overcome sin, death, trials, and weaknesses. One way to focus on the blessings of the Savior's atonement this week is to spend time each day reading about the last week of Jesus' life. A possible reading schedule follows. What do you find in these chapters that helps you feel the Savior's love? What do you learn about his power to deliver you from sin and death? What do you learn about enduring trials and overcoming weaknesses? How are you exercising faith in his power of deliverance? Sunday, triumphal entry into Jerusalem. See Matthew 21, verses 6 through 11. Monday, cleansing the temple. See Matthew 21, verses 12 through 16. Tuesday, teaching in Jerusalem. Matthew chapters 21 through 23. Wednesday, continued teaching. Matthew chapters 24 through 25. Thursday, the Passover and Christ's suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane. Matthew 26. Friday, trial, crucifixion, and burial. Matthew 27, verses 1 through 61. Saturday, Christ's body lies in the tomb. Matthew 27, verses 62 through 66. While his spirit ministers in the spirit world. Doctrine and Covenant, section 138. Sunday, the appearance of the resurrected Christ. Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. Luke 24, verses 13 through 35, John chapter 20, verses 19 through 29, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 8, and 55. Many witnesses testify of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Imagine what it would have been like for the disciples to watch Jesus being mocked, mistreated, and crucified. They had been witnesses of his power, felt the truth of his teachings, and had faith that he was the Son of God. Witnessing his death may have been a trial of faith for some, but soon they became witnesses of the great miracle of his resurrection. What can you learn from the accounts of those who witnessed the resurrected Savior? Mark or note each person's experience in Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10, Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. John chapter 20, verses 19 through 29, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 8 and 55. Note that the other witnesses of the resurrected Christ can be found in 3 Nephi chapter 11, Mormon chapter 1, verse 15, Ether chapter 12, verses 38 through 39, Doctrine and Covenant, section 76, verses 19 through 24, section 110, verses 1 through 10, and Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, Verses 15 through 17. In these accounts, what strengthens your faith in the literal resurrection of the Lord? After the Savior's resurrection, others were resurrected and appeared to many. See Matthew Chapter 27, Verses 52 through 53. 3 Nephi Chapter 23, Verse 9. Why do you feel it is important that this was recorded in both the Bible and the Book of Mormon? See also Jesus is resurrected. The risen Lord appears to the apostles. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Videos on LDS.org. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. Jesus Christ gives me hope and joy. Elder Paul V. Johnson's daughter, Elisa, who suffered from terminal cancer and endured many surgeries, exemplified the lively hope Peter described in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. Elder Johnson shared a letter Elisa wrote at Easter time, shortly before she passed away. Quote, "Easter is a reminder of all that I hope for myself, that someday I will be healed and someday I will be whole. Someday I won't have any metal or plastic inside of me. Someday my heart will be free of fear and my mind free of anxieties. I am so glad I truly believe in a beautiful afterlife." End quote. From "And There Shall Be No More Death" in the Ensigner Liahona, May 2016. What words or phrases in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 11 give you hope because of Jesus Christ? When have you felt that hope? How can you share the hope you have through Jesus Christ with those you love? See also Alma chapter 27, verse 28, 36, verses 1 through 24, 3 Nephi chapter 9, verses 11 through 17, and Moroni chapter 7, verses 40 through 41. Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Mormon.org. The Holy Week section of Mormon.org/Easter contains a timeline and description of what happened on each day of the last week of the Savior's life. Each day of the week, your family could review these descriptions to see what the Savior did that day. Or you could read about his last week in the scriptures as a family. See a suggested list in the Ideas for Personal Scripture Study section. Hymns and Children's Songbook. Consider singing songs together about the Savior's atonement and resurrection during this week, including some that are less familiar to you. See the Topics Index of Hymns or Children's Songbook under topics such as Atonement, Easter, or Resurrection. To help family members learn the songs, you could show pictures that go with the words. The Living Christ, the Testimony of the Apostles. As a family, read The Living Christ, the Testimony of the Apostles, from the Ensigner Liahona, April 2000. See also LDS.org. And invite each family member to pick an Easter message from this testimony to share with others. For example, you might create posters to display on social media, on your front door, or in your window. Improving personal study. Set manageable goals. Spending even a few minutes a day studying the scriptures can bless your life. Commit to studying each day. Find a way to remind yourself of your commitment and do your best to follow through.